even the source image at all. You see, right, you just all the destination. And increased parallelism. By working on scan lines, we allow a couple of cool optimizations because, you know, MMX and SSC instruction and that allows to operate in parallel a couple of different operations. So, we allow doing that by extending the MMM implementation for the scan lines for pixels. Both extend the core protocol, for example, large efficiency added ready. Very good stuff. A new baby, Excel. Very simplistic. It's trivial stuff. So I don't want to get too much into it. The basic is actually really stuff. It was horrible at Quaker. This stuff is trivial, but at least it works, right? And that's it. That's what we want. We want stuff that works. It's always going to start getting better. You know, I have to develop parts a little bit. Then he said, I have X tag. And it uses X rolling. And I really want to play that game. And I was like, I don't really care. Because if you have games, please use API that was designed in to write games like OpenGL, right? Why would you have 2D extension architecture designed to extract games for 85? So I refuse to do that. So XSA is there to accelerate render. There's nothing else it does. That's the core of our rendering infrastructure. I think it makes sense to extract that instead of primitives for 85. XSA comes from memory manager. And the reason it does that is because, like I said, frame-buffer accesses are really, really painful. You don't want to do that at any freaking cost. So, you have to use this memory manager, which introduces a scheme to migrate extracts from your video memory to the RAM, or from RAM to the video memory, depending on where you compose the images. And I actually just want to deal with the next actual release. There's no abbreviation, there's an acronym that it stands for. It's just only abbreviation only that. There's a couple of people who call it the law or these letters. Archer introduced in Q4. It's a new abstraction. Q-Painter is the basics of scanning as it works. But now we have pluggable backends. There are some that are not going to be pluggable, but you haven't told me. Q-Painter uses Q-Painter and Switch are doing all the painting for us. Extravise. Painted device includes Q-Widget, Q-Pixmap, Q-Geo Debuffer, which is an experiment. Right now, you can see a snapshot based on recent specification from OpenGL standard. I think we can remove it because there's a new one and it's a little better. But for now, you can use it in the snapshot. And QMH, which is a little bit different because it uses its own paint engine. So if you create a QPainter on a QMH, it's going to render a little bit differently than what you would see on the QMH and the QPixel. 2 minutes ago. Alright, page engines. Main one is mixed. Mixed because of the performance problems, we had to use both XRender and XLib primitives like XLoadWine and XRender because a lot of people are not using XL, or at least I don't know. And a lot of you are not using CVS XOR server, also for reasons that I can't put my finger on. So we had to have mixed graphics mode. Both XLoad primitives, X and XRender, depending on how your system performs. REST engine used for painting on QMH, like I said, and we are working on making paint engines dynamic, meaning they will switch depending on what hardware you use. Do you think of that? Please use it. Excellent. Things are still not running. All right, we have that. How much up going? Exactly. How long is it going to be? Okay, that is the number of the support for delay.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Yeah, it makes sense, whatever you do, actually. Here's that sell down agreement with the government showing for the amount of time. Because why? Because we have to propose the image of something, right? I don't care about the optimization when you have an alpha channel. You're sort of, you don't have an alpha channel in your cell site, meaning there is more transparency in your cell site. You can avoid getting that invisibility just up to the destination. So, if you have, you do not have an alpha channel in your image, we'll get to all kinds of new optimizations. And as I said, so it's smart because some of you would not render it in your image that you wanted. You're rendering it with a huge hole inside of it and problematic. So if it's not necessary, you don't need the outline on the computer to make sure you use Google Pen. You're not going to need a scope and it's going to be a lot better. Do not do a jump with this opinion. Do not decide that you're not going to do it somewhere else. Do it outside of the computer. So, if you want to work with doing a manipulation during upload, your application is going to flicker and it's going to slow. That's something. When we're looking at this, I'll talk about the proper way to hold. We still have a lot of applications which hold them on immediate text types. Remember to have text type and then output text type. That is not necessary in manipulation. Where are we going? 3D graphics, layer, on top of 3D engine. This presentation is before. It was actually a movie, but unfortunately it was 15 years long, which is why I actually become standard and on that. And it's rendered in real time on top of the kill using only Cubator. There is nothing else that's going on. It's all Cubator, or Cubator path. The gears and the circle that you see are Cubator paths. And as you can see, my laptop is 4 years old. It's supposed to be an animation that's going on. There's no subject. Microsoft WGF, this is what we're fighting again. Longhorn, Vista, or whatever you want to call it, introduces WGF. WGF is the next generation of DirectX. It's DirectX 10.10, but it sounds a lot fancier when you rename your API instead of increasing the number of elements. We have XGL. And XGL is pretty cool, but it's not there yet. And I'm going to give you a presentation of what it does, what you can come with it, and what we want to be doing with it. But let's move it. 3D director recently was more present in 3D graphics. Currently, I'm spending about a day every week trying to go through Microsoft research, cameras, and video research, trying to figure out things that you can apply to 3D graphics. And there's a lot of stuff because 3D graphics is adding this industry as it is right now. Why? Because we have a multi-billion dollar industry, which is computer graphics, computer games. That is, forcing those guys. As much work as necessary, make it a little bit faster. If my research is going to increase the speed of 2-3 by 1 frame per second, it's worth it. Even cool, OpenGPG, Vector Graphics Acceleration, it's standard introduced 1 month ago, and already we're looking into editing the cube for embedded stuff. Basically, it's a 2D graphics subsystem that I don't have OpenGL. All it does is that is cool. Why? Because the paths on the client have to be tessellated and switched to slow. So, OpenVJ says, GPUs are kind of fast, so let's do tessellation on the core instead of forcing clients to do it and then transmitting the image back to the core. So, OpenVJ does the tessellation paths on the core. Everything is accelerated. Beautiful to see what these images are doing. High dynamic range images. This is on. Because as Lightning gets more persistent on all the 2D desktops, we're going to need high dynamic range imaging. And what it is, basically, just because I have one guy, do you see the inside of it? No, you don't. So what would happen if you would take an image on my bag right now? If I would tilt it this way, would you still see it? No, not on the image. But you know there's stuff inside of it. So what Lightning range imaging does is uses overrange samples on the pixels to say, even though that pixel is completely black, if you add light to it, there's going to be stuff behind it. So if you have a completely black image and you add light to it, some of the stuff appears. And we'll talk a little bit about that one to give you a better example of how it looks. new idealism to use. Like I said, idealism is one, and all the members do it differently. Meaning, idealism never was the same, always was kind of private. For example, NVIDIA came up with this great idea of spinning up idealism. They said, you know what? Anti-aliasing can only appear if you have edge of the polygon, which is great, but what happens with the stuff that is inside of the polygon? What happens if you have a texture on a polygon? That texture is not anti-aliasing. Only the edges will be anti-aliasing. That was the shortcut they did, and unfortunately it doesn't translate well to the graphics. Why? Because our windows are quads. They are four vertices. So when you rotate your image, suddenly a huge aliasing artifacts are appearing on the side, so they're never anti-aliasing. Anti-aliasing is never on the inside of the polygons. So with the 7,000 length cores, they said, you know what, it kind of makes sense to add the anti-aliasing to the graphics. So they added something they called transparency adapted super something and multi something. And what it does is pretty much says the same, anti-aliasing the inside of your polygons. And page, simple example, when you have a fence in your game, or you're playing Quake, Call of Duty, or Half-Life, or whatever you see a fence, and you change your viewpoint, you can see clear artifacts on the fence, because the fence is just the alpha texture, which is not anti-aliasing. With 7,000 lines of core, we can do that. And geometry dimensions, that is fun, because since we're doing shortcuts, and we're rendering figures, right, like this bottle, for example, I say you have a vertex here, and you have a vertex here. There's, you know, some stuff happening here, but we don't care about that because we don't have processing power. So what they did, they use the geometry engine, and what it does, it's here's the fun. The way you can use lightning on your 3D object is by figuring out the normal vectors. Normal vectors are vectors that are perpendicular to your surfaces, right? You get them by a dot product of your two vectors. So they get the normal vectors, and they see, all right, there's a vertex right here, and the normal vector is pointing this way. And there's a vertex right here, and the normal is pointing this way. So they say, there's going to be a curve in between them. Because normally, all you would have is just a straight line, right, that connects these two vertices. That is not good. So API says, all right, those normal vectors are pointing in different directions. They're not parallel anymore. So it can be a straight line. It has to be a curve. So API adds extra vertices on the side, saying, let's make it a curve. So automatically you get a better looking shape by not doing anything. And both Unreal 3 and Doom 3 actually utilize that technology because they take very simple models and they render them in real time game, and then they take the same models and render them in a very high compound model in something like Unity Studio or Maya. And they compute normal vectors based on the very high polygon model, right? So you have very accurate normal vectors for your model. And those normal vectors then on those cars produce a lot better looking models than you would get a normal model. This is what lightning and imaging is. That is fun. Do you see the first image? Can you tell what's behind RGB? No, you can. The second one, a little bit better, but still nothing. And the third one is the camera is cracking because you can clearly see a lot better. But that is the basic equipment. As you can see in the first one, you just have dark, there's nothing here, it's just black. But as you add lighting, you see this stuff appearing. That is not something you can do with normal images. That is not something you can do with your PNG image or JPEG image. That is something you can do with your TIFF image because it uses very stupid polygon point computation on all the pixels using over it. But that is very, very expensive because it's 32 40 point computation. So, I get a range which is 16-bit 40-point computation. That is very cool because pixel shading language that is standardized right now is not available with OpenGL 2.0. It's going to use 16-bit 40-point computation numbers and therefore maps in that language. So, I didn't even bring the image translates very well to modern hardware. Question, but actually before question, let's look at the demo. Because when you're here, you don't care about graphics at all. There is. This one is fully different.
Okay. can't just wait for that question, please, no?
Here. problem is, for those of you who don't know, it's a fully 3D desktop environment. It's cool in that respect that a lot of different users can use it at the same time. Think of it as a 3D game where you get into that environment, and you and your friend can use the same window at the same time by looking at it in two different directions. So even programs that were not meant to be, you know, multiplayer, like chess games or projects, let's just consider a chess game that was meant to be single player. It's okay, I'm part of it.
It's the first module release, which means that after 7.0 is
days later. Why? Because it's much earlier. And I don't have to wait for an extra release. Which is a big, big thing for all of you have to be waiting up until now for the XOR release to get your new drivers. That's not going to be necessary under separate control. That's where we might come in the major number on XOR. Because something becomes minor. Suddenly we're not responding to the system of XOR. We can release drivers by ourselves. That is a huge advantage. That was the reason we had to get XOR in separate control. Because we know that the 7.0 is there.